Well, the futures were pretty strong earlier this morning, but the Dow is down 38 points right now. After the opening bell, I'm Bob Clark. Our stock update now with Pavlos Panagopoulos from Cetera Advisor Networks. And Pavlos, the stocks rallied big time yesterday with the Dow up 378 points. Now the tech-heavy NASDAQ up almost 68 points, ending the day at 11,380. This must confound the so-called experts, as the V-shaped recovery is now 5.7% higher than when the pandemic started. How can there be such a disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street right now?
Yeah, Bob, there seems to be a disconnect. Even NASDAQ today is up again. But again, you know, we have over a million Americans filing for unemployment last week, so that's starting to tick back up again. 20 million Americans out of work. Again, the market's had one of their best weeks ever, and so far this week's turning out just as good, right?
So yeah, so far. So what could possibly derail the rally?
Well, Bob, there's always this black swan out there, you know, an unexpected event that triggers a downturn. Again, let's look at what's happened this COVID season. Again, we're experiencing all four seasons at once, you know.
Yeah, well, we've got the big storms headed toward the Gulf Coast, the massive fires in California and other western states, including here in New Mexico. And the COVID pandemic is nowhere near over, although the numbers are improving.
Yes, definitely numbers are improving. But again, there's more riots, you know, in Wisconsin now even. And, of course, Seattle food pantry lines are out there as well. Again, the market keeps going, but many of our listeners are probably perplexed on how this market keeps going up with so many negatives. Again, the market continues to rise in the midst of this pandemic, but let's set the stage for the market to rise and why stock markets are a leading indicator, and it either goes way up too far or it goes way down, and we're seeing it go way up lately.
All right. Human nature?
Yeah, it's human nature, right? It's human nature to buy high and buy higher, right? Humans are naturally greedy, and we're adverse to loss. When our neighbor is making money, Bob, we're jealous, and we want to make some of those profits. So let's buy some real estate at the top of the market, or gold, or you name it. Greed is the only weakness that Wall Street preys on, and you know how it usually ends.
Yeah, in tears, right?
Unfortunately, again, let me take you back to the last tech bubble that we had back in the 90s. My eldest son, Peter, was born on March 4th, 1999. Within 1 year, March 10th, 2000, the NASDAQ was more than 5,000. It doubled that year. Again, shortly afterwards, it crashed 78% by October 11th, 2008. So that's just crazy. You know, lost three-quarters of its value, ending at 1,114. And, of course, now we're at 11,384 today. Again, it didn't regain its value of 5,000 until Peter graduated from high school 17 years later in 2017. And, Bob, you know, a lot of us don't have 17 years to wait. Again, buying this NASDAQ at this lofty price doesn't make sense to many of us. But, again, you know, you and I don't
have years. I used to have 17 years to wait, but not now. So why not buy now, ride it up, and then sell or do a stop loss?
Right. You know, that's what I was heard from investors back in 1999. Hey, Paulus, put me in whatever says NASDAQ. I don't care what you put me in, but put me in NASDAQ, right? Again, remember that emotion greed we talked about. Again, it doesn't do any better than even that device of sloth or laziness. Let's examine greed and laziness, what are driving this market. First, laziness. The government, by way of the Federal Reserve, a.k.a. the creature from Jekyll Island, has been printing $2.24 trillion in transfer payments to pay people to sit on their couches. Again, buy stuff online, go to the big boxes, and hoard everything in sight. Again, it's important to point out that there are many folks out of work and can't really find work because there's just not jobs for them. But let me continue on that idea of sloth. Again, the other side of the ledger is the payroll for the U.S. has declined, Bob, by $850 billion. That's a net $1.368 trillion that's going into the economy. Again, some of these funds are going to Vegas. They're buying the FANG stocks out of sight, Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Google, throwing Microsoft and Tesla. It's a formula for disaster. Again, possibly the greatest tech bust of the 90s may not be. We may see a bigger bust in 2020s. Again, I regard review to price to earnings, which is basically how expensive stocks are. Some of the FANG stocks are now trading, Bob, would you believe, at 990 years of earnings. Again, historically, the market's usually about 23 on a P.E. ratio, on a high end and a low end, about 15 years of earnings. Again, it's a tech bust back in 1990s. Again, we saw the P.E. ratios at 43 years of earnings. So, man, we are pretty lofty here in our prices.
Okay. All right, Pavlos, tell people how they can reach you. Plus, you have a Zoom seminar coming up tomorrow, right?
Yeah, it's actually not tomorrow. It is today. It'll be from 3 p.m. until from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., and it's on sustainable equity, and we'll be discussing the markets and its pitfalls and the opportunity. And remember, Bob, every dog has its day, even honey and beefcake, and so tomorrow is National Dog Day, so we're going to be having some dog biscuits for our clients, and they're provided by Barker's Bakery, so bring beefcake, candy, and you, Bob, you bring honey, and we'll give you all guys some treats. Again, I want to mention that Securities Investment Advisory Services are offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, and Cetera Advisor Networks is a member of the Securities Investor Protection Corporation. And again, anybody who wants to sign up for our Zoom meeting today at 2 p.m., just go to our website, myfinancialsense.com, or call us, 828-4068. And we love our furry friends, so let's all hug our dogs tomorrow.